I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nepal still doesn't have a constitution, and now there's a conflict between the president and prime minister, which could delay things even longer. But president of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson, says a local church asked for help getting a radio station on the air in a 60-day government window.
So we rushed a transmitter, studio equipment in, antenna, and the station was on the air in 45 days. Since then, we've planted 7 community FM radio stations in Nepal.
But are people listening? Peterson says, yes. It costs $30,000 for each radio station plant, which Peterson says is also helping to plant churches. There's a lot more to this story at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, Hurricane Sandy impacted the lives of over 1 million people in Cuba. C.H. Dyer with Bright Hope International says Sandy hit Cuba's poorest region. Outbreaks of cholera and dengue fever have been reported. So why hasn't Cuba gotten as much attention as Haiti and the U.S.?
The government in Cuba just doesn't want people to know and not willing to go seek help for its people.
Bright Hope is trying to raise $100,000 to help the families who lost everything. Can you help? We'll connect you at our website. Prayer is needed, too. And in Zimbabwe, 2/3 of the school kids have lost one or both parents to AIDS. As a result, many of these families are too poor to even buy notebooks for school. Baptist Global Response assists children by providing them with composition notebooks. See, these are Bible-based and also share tips on how to prevent AIDS. Being able to take notes during school helped the children perform better on their exams. And this year, BGR will be providing over 300,000 of those notebooks. Pray that the gospel would be understood by the kids. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.